Iowa Democrat candidate apologized for being white. Cisgender women in 2020 campaign. By Amy Furr on June 5, 2026. A Democrat congressional candidate in Iowa apologized on a previous campaign website for being white and said she benefited greatly from privilege. In 2020, now congressional nominee Lindsey James had a section on her campaign site called A Confession in which she addressed her skin color and so-called privilege, the Daily Caller reported Wednesday. I am a white, cisgender, able-bodied, middle-class, college-educated woman, the archived site for her Iowa State Legislature campaign read. James's confession continued. There is no doubt that I have worked hard to get where I am in my life. But I have also benefited greatly from privilege. My personal journey of self-examination as it relates to my own privilege has not been perfect. But I am committed to doing the hard work of honest self-reflection, considering critical feedback when given, and working every day to better myself and use my privilege to advocate for others. Representative Lindsey James, she/her. James' website also claimed there was discrimination against LGBTQ people in healthcare, education, housing, and employment. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reported Tuesday that James will face Republican former State Representative Joe Mitchell in the general election for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, noting that the district includes Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Dubuque, and Mason City. It has been represented by a Republican since 2021, and is currently held by U.S. Representative Ashley Hinson, who is not seeking another term to run for the U.S. Senate. President Donald Trump endorsed Mitchell in January, stating he will never let you down. In a social media post Thursday, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, highlighted James' past apology for her whiteness. Out of all the things Democrat Lindsey James should apologize to Iowa families for, she picked for being white. Not her far-left identity politics. Not the woke DEI agenda. Not the policies that divide Americans by race. Being white, the organization said. Mitchell recently said James is not simply a Democrat, but is left, far left. If you think it's okay to use our taxpayer dollars to pay for a sex change for a prisoner, you shouldn't be dealing with healthcare, you shouldn't be dealing with education, you shouldn't be dealing with our tax policy, you shouldn't be involved in politics as far as I'm concerned, he stated.